Timothy McVeigh gets a warning from John Ashcroft.
The Attorney General says he'll fight any attempt to delay the execution. I'm Stephanie Lambadakis at the Justice Department.
So where's that tax refund?
Checks will be mailed out over a 10-week period beginning July 23rd.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Timothy McVeigh gets a visit from his lawyers tomorrow. They'll discuss the recently uncovered FBI evidence in the Oklahoma City bombing case and whether to seek a second delay of his execution. If they try, Attorney General John Ashcroft will fight them tooth and nail. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambadakis has the story.
The Justice Department continues to take a hard line against any further delays in the McVeigh execution. While traveling in Europe, the Attorney General released a statement saying, based on a, quote, exhaustive review, it remains clear that none of the documents raises any doubt about McVeigh's guilt. And Ashcroft says Justice Department attorneys will vigorously oppose any attempts in court to stop the execution. The second time in less than a week that officials here have made that declaration, so clearly they are bracing for a court filing. Stephanie Lambadakis, CBS News, the Justice Department.
Now this.
Nachos, pizza, wings, ribs, or chili. When you pile it on, before you know it, you've got heartburn or acid indigestion. So it's nice to know Rolaids neutralizes stomach acid fast to give you the relief you need. I said, the relief you need. Right when you need it. And with a variety of smooth, great-tasting fruit and mint flavors, relief never tasted this good. Ugh, musicians. Rolaids spells relief. Use as directed.
Drivers face many distractions in the car. Don't let your wireless phone be one of them. Before using your wireless phone while driving, ask yourself, will this call distract me from my first responsibility to drive safely? Also, use your phone's hands-free option. Remember, state laws prohibit distracted driving. The wireless phone industry reminds you to drive safely. Safety, your most important call. Visit www.driveresponsibly.org.
So you've heard about the special tax refund approved by Congress. Now, CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein has word on when you can expect the money.
The checks will be in the mail starting July 23rd, the last ones 10 weeks later. Treasury Secretary O'Neill says he's looking to speed that up. His spokesman Rob Nichols says here's what to expect in the meantime.
Taxpayers will receive a letter from the Treasury Department in July with two critical pieces of information: when they will get the check from the government and two, the amount of the check.
Individuals will get a maximum of $300, families $600. Erwin Kellner of CBS MarketWatch wonders how much good it will do.
Unfortunately, $600 doesn't go very far nowadays. It will provide a marginal boost to the economy, if that.
Though obviously the quicker, the better. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
The checks will be mailed in numerical order based on the last two digits of your Social Security number. President Bush, continuing a visit to California, tried to bolster his conservation credentials today. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
All too aware that some in the environmental movement portray him as an ogre, the president sought to challenge that perception, especially here in California. He spent the night in Sequoia National Park and went for a morning hike to take in its breathtaking scenery.
What a fantastic hike it was. It was a spectacular place, and it must be a joyous place to work.
But the president said many of the parks have been neglected. He renewed his commitment to a five-year, $5 billion plan to eliminate the maintenance backlog at the parks, and he ordered an annual State of the Park Parks report, along with stewardship plans for every park in the system. Mark Noller, CBS News, Fresno.
Mr. Bush and his wife have a parenting problem. Police in Austin say their twin daughters allegedly tried to use someone else's ID to buy drinks in a Mexican restaurant last night. The legal drinking age in Texas is 21. Jenna and Barbara Bush are 19. Less than a month ago, Jenna Bush pleaded no contest to a charge of being a minor in possession of alcohol stemming from another incident. The White House refuses to comment, saying it's a private family matter. The convictions of four men in the U.S. Embassy bombings could be the catalyst for more terrorist attacks. CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart has that.
Since the guilty verdicts were handed down in New York, there have been mounting signs that the terrorist comrades of the four men found guilty are planning some retaliation. The State Department, for example, issued a worldwide caution just hours after the verdict, warning that terrorist leader Osama bin Laden's organization is targeting American citizens abroad and that U.S. facilities remain at a heightened state of alert. Now, later today, the Pentagon said it has jacked up security at its naval headquarters in Bahrain and for some of its forces in Kuwait because of what they call, quote, a reliable and specific threat.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
JG, we're going to have the biggest movie of the summer.
Talk to me.
I bought the rights to this book.
The Car Owner's Manual. Yep. How does it end?
At Chiffy Lube.
I like it. What's it about?
Severe driving.
I like it. Ah. I see car chases and crashes.
No, no, JG. Severe driving is lots of stops and starts and idling.
Who plays the Chiffy Lube guy?
I see Tom.
Tom is good.
Or this guy.
It's surprising what severe driving means, but a signature service oil change at Chiffy Lube can put your car in summer shape for any kind of driving.
What do you think, JG?
I like it.
Change for the better at Chiffy Lube.
This is not a Milano moment. And this?
Mom!
Definitely not a Milano moment. A Milano moment goes like this. Settling back with a bag of Milano cookies, getting lost in that rich, dark chocolate nestled in an exquisitely textured cookie. It's my Milano. It's my moment. I say, if you're gonna have a cookie, have a cookie. Pepperidge Farm. Never have an ordinary day.
Authorities in Sandpoint, Idaho, say they'll just wait out the six kids who were barricaded inside their rural home, refusing to leave after the death of their father and the arrest of their mother on a charge of injuring a child. The kids range in age from 8 to 16. They have guns and know how to use them. They set loose a pack of dogs when sheriff's deputies arrived to take them into custody. 3 years after the first successful larynx transplant, doctors at the Cleveland Clinic tell a remarkable success story. They operated on 40-year-old Timothy Heidler after his voice box was crushed in a motorcycle accident. Heidler now sings in his church choir and works as a motivational speaker. Emily Dubois, a high school senior in North Smithfield, Rhode Island, got waitlisted at her first choice college, William & Mary, in Williamsburg, Virginia. So to show how much she really wanted to go there, she spent 3 days on campus with a sandwich sign pleading for admission. It worked.
One of the things that they said that they take into consideration is the desire of the student to attend, and I showed that, I guess.
On her sign, Dubois wrote a quotation from Albert Einstein: "Not everything that can be counted counts, and not everything that counts can be counted." Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
The next time some outside expert tells you to mortgage your company for his high-volume printing system, just tell him to get back in his red sports car with the "My Other Car Is a Yacht" bumper sticker and hit the high seas. Look, the era of high-priced, high-volume is over. It's time for RICO technology. 85, even 105 pages per minute. Expandable to over 1,000 and highly affordable. It's high time.
RICO. Dependable. Digital.
Navy pilot has been brutally murdered by terrorists. When the U.S. won't retaliate, Lieutenant Sean Woods vows revenge. Flashpoint by James W. Houston, the New York Times best-selling author of The Price of Power. The Washington Post Book World says, if you like Tom Clancy, Houston is a good step up. Flashpoint, now available in paperback from Avon Books. Can one man ignite an international war? Flashpoint, and look for Fallout in hardcover from William Morrow.
The Dow lost 166 points today, the Nasdaq down 91. Sex in public places. It's become a real problem of all places at Sun City West, the Arizona retirement community. Spokeswoman Moraine Hall says they've had a dozen complaints about elderly people doing it in the swimming pools, the spas, on park benches, and in parking lots.
We're not putting our finger down at sex. What we are saying is it is inappropriate when you have sexual activity in an area that will offend other people, or that it's just in public.
Extra lighting was installed to discourage senior citizen shenanigans, but the lights were vandalized. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.